Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Gittin Parakhas, Mishnah Bava Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezerichet Afan Drziva Gahagun, Bikar of Mamish. Now, the previous Mishnah, we had learned that if a woman is not properly divorced, that we apply a whole bunch of things to her, many different chumras and kenosais, as we continue discussing more cases. And these two Mishnahs, we're going to be talking about Yibum. Let's start from the basics. We know if we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies without children, so Shimon is chayv to do either Yibum or Chalitza to her. Yibum is marrying her, and Chalitza is the whole process they go through where he decides not to marry her, but that's the mitzvah. Now let's say Reuven has two wives. There's a regular wife and the other one who's called the tzara, the co-wife. And the halacha is that if Shimon does chalitza or yibum to one of them, the other one, the tzara, the co-wife, she's totally putter and she can get married without needing anything. Now let's just take this one more step before we move into the Mishnah. Let's say one of Reuven's wives is usher to Shimon. For example, Reuven married Shimon's daughter. We know that a person's allowed to marry his niece. That's not a problem. It's 100% halachically permitted. And over here, if Reuven dies without children, obviously Shimon cannot do Yibum to his daughter because she's an erva, and the halacha is that the tzara, the co-wife, who's not an erva, she doesn't need Yibum or chalitza either, and she's totally permitted to marry whomever she wants. And that's what the Mishnah picks up with. All the rais, the chazal said, their tzara, their co-wife, is mutter, and she's allowed to marry whomever she wants without chalitza or Yibum, like in this case that we just described, that Reuven was married to his brother Shimon's daughter. Let's say, this tzara, this co-wife, went and she remarried somebody else, and it turns out that the wife, in our case, Shimon's daughter, was an islandess, which means she's not able to have children, and that means that it wasn't a marriage in the first place, and that means it's considered that Reuven was really only married to one woman. He was only married to the tzara, and that means that the tzara was not allowed to get married without Yibum or Chalitza, but she did. So Tetzi Mizem Mizesh, you'd have to leave both husbands, and Mechal Drachem Eluba, all these things apply to her. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin with a very similar case, Hakanis is Yevimtai, let's say someone marries his Yevama. Reuven was married to two wives, none of them were an erva to Shimon, and Reuven died without children, so Reuven married one of them. And the tzara, the co-wife, she went and married somebody else, as we said, is totally okay. She doesn't need chalitza or yibum. And then what happened? It turns out that the wife that got yibum was really an islandess, which means that her marriage was never valid in the first place, and that means that the tzara really needed yibum or chalitza, and she wasn't allowed to marry this new fellow whom she did. She would have to leave both husbands, and all these things apply to her. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Ches and Tes, continuing on with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.